This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes.
Good morning, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice, it's Stephen Miller. It's Friday. Wow, we've made it. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for letting me be with you. I do not know what you people do at 11 o'clock in the morning, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you do that do with me. You see what happens when I sleep? I get it every time. I'm so happy to be here. It's Friday. I'm happy that we've made it. For those of you that are getting ready to begin your Fridaying or Friaying, I want to say, please do so responsibly. You see the numbers are back on the way up. You see that there have been some upticks in the COVID coronavirus. I'll tell you something that stands out to me. I hear that the entire post office is shut down. I frequent the downtown mall area quite often. And what is now confusing to me is there are common areas in the downtown mall. So there is all of the area surrounding both Commonwealth Bank and the entrance of Furniture Plus. And if someone in the post office tested positive to the point, or if there are enough positive contacts in the post office to the point that we need to close the post office down, then I can't quite explain how are we able to justify not closing down the entire Commonwealth Bank, because the security guard stands in the hallway there. The little woman at the kiosk, she sits in the hallway there. There's the little security guard at the Furniture Plus entrance. He sits in the hallway there. I frequent that building quite often. And I know that from time to time, people sit on the little, I don't know what you call that thing, that's over by the escalator. How are we then justifying not shutting down this entire space? Should the Ministry of Health not have gone into there and ordered mass testing for all of the persons that were in Commonwealth Bank? As a matter of fact, I was just in there yesterday. Do I now need to go? Because I don't really understand how it works. I don't understand how COVID works. In the early days of COVID, we were taught that, you know, people spray when they speak and when they breathe. And those droplets or driplets can get onto surfaces. And you can take those driplets off of surfaces that come up onto your hand. And you can get it on your face and into your sinus cavities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And boom, you're exposed to COVID. Well, you're not going to convince me that the entire staff of the post office, that all of the people that have come into contact with the staff at the post office, have walked in and out of the mall and not cause there to be some sort of cross-contamination. I think that there's a bit of folly to that argument. And I want the Ministry of Health to get off their laurels and get off their hands and stop this laissez-faire approach and to kind of attack this thing in a more forceful way. Also, I think the time has come for us to also do away with the folly of the concept that people should pay to be tested in the middle of a pandemic. I have said before, I mean, we fund the National Health Insurance Program plan. So, now I understand to the tune of about $42 million. And somehow, some way, with all of the electronic health record system, with all of the joint physician partnerships that they have over there. I don't understand why we haven't given this thing to private physicians to kind of just monitor and to take the weight and the strain off the public service. You know, it's already our money. It is our $42 million. And for all of 2020, no one was going to the doctor because everybody was inside. And if the physicians have a paid capitated model, I don't understand what else were they being paid for. So I believe, this is the gospel according to Levin, that we ought to simply now just make testing something that everyone can gain access to. Stop this nonsense of making our young people turn themselves into criminals because they realize that there are loopholes in the system and they try to abuse those loopholes. As such, they find themselves before the courts. Stop embarrassing our country with behemoths because, you know, we are pirates. Let's not act like Edward Teach and Anne Bonny and the rest of them aren't intrinsically woven into the fabric that is the Bahamian culture. Let us not pretend as though Calico Jack is engraved in the history of the Bahamas. And so where there is piracy to be had, Bahamians will consume it. And we will do so at lengths that are almost immeasurable. And so when people realize that there are loopholes in the system because you all cannot manage or police the system, they then test their luck. Well, we've seen some people have been caught. We've seen some people have actually been caught all the way in Turks and Caicos. And it's unnecessary at this point. We just test everyone. Just make it a whomsoever will let him come kind of policy. And we test everyone and we make sure that everyone is allowed to go in and take the testing as much as they deem necessary. I'll tell you what else has happened to me over the last couple of days. My son happens to attend the hybrid government school program. And if you know, I've actually sang the praises of the hybrid thing, right? I didn't think it would work in the early days, but apparently it's working and he loves it. And he doesn't really like getting up to go to school. So he thoroughly enjoys being able to get out of bed at 8:40 and start in class at 9 o'clock in his classroom that we built for him. But the other day, his school had to be shut down for COVID. And the only thing they tell me is, well, quarantine the child, or the child is on the contact list and therefore we ought to quarantine him. Well, here is the difficulty. The difficulty is he lives between two houses. Which of the houses should we quarantine him in? The other thing is, why can't we just go and take him to be tested? If they close his school down, why as his parent should I absorb the cost of my child going to be tested if he came into contact with this thing while he was at the school that I sent him to? Should the school then therefore not absorb the cost? And so, you know, we've got to become more systematic with it. I think we need more methodology surrounding it. I don't know whether or not we've thought it all the way through, but these are some of the things that I think we need to begin to look at, begin to figure out, begin to think about how we will make them more smooth than they are now. All right? And the Minister of Tourism is crying in the news because, of course, he's saying that, you know, the CDC is saying that the Bahamas is a level 4. Well, 80% of the world is a level 4. And again, it lends to the argument, if you ask my opinion, that if the world is, again, bombarded, even if we do not always do free testing, right? Mr. Prime Minister, Minister of Health, you know, Renwood Wells. Even if only in the instances of the waves, you say, okay, we realize there's another wave. For the period of this day to this day, all tests will be free. Because we suspect, you know, you tell me you're all talking to the healthcare people all the time. We suspect that the wave will be starting this day. We anticipate that barring this thing, and this thing, the wave should take us to about here where we should begin to see a smoothing off again. But during the window of the wave, the government will undertake, through its instruments of state, I recommend the National Health Insurance. They have one bunch of doctors and one bunch of labs and an electronic health record system where they could just track everything electronically. It would be a really smart idea to go that way. But anyway, through whatever arm of the state you choose, we are going to test in this window. So for the next 2 months, the next 8 weeks, the next 12 weeks, there's going to be mass testing. All right? And I think we would be able to get around some of the shenanigans involved with having to be tested and all of this stuff that's been going on. I'm supposed to have on the line with me this morning, Mother Pratt. I don't know how that's going. How's that going? But she's supposed to be phoning me because I understand there's some things that are happening in and around her community. So we're trying to work with that. But in the meantime, you can feel free to give me a call. 323-622-3235-4316, 325-4259. Or you can text me, 422-4796, and we can talk about it. I also see the Prime Minister is talking about the benefits of being fully vaccinated. And you know, sometimes I wonder if I'd ever make it through in this world without Hubert Minnis. Because I don't know if it is quite an incentive, Mr. Prime Minister, for me to be able to go to the Junkanoo Shack if I'm fully vaccinated. Nope, let me correct it. I actually don't give a damn. I don't care about going to a Junkanoo Shack, Mr. Prime Minister. I really would like to just not be treated like a child and made to go inside my house at 10 o'clock at night. Is there any way you could kind of get my life back to some normalcy and get employment going around this place again? Is there any way this vaccine can guarantee that we are going to somehow be able to, I don't know, stir up enough economic capabilities for people to begin to not live their lives on half shifts? And just, you know, just for kicks and giggles, right? If I do want to go to the Junkanoo Shack, who the hell check in? Who check in the certificate when I come? When I show up to the door, when I go down by the Valley Boys, all hail the great Valley Boys, when I show up to the Valley Boys Junkanoo Shack, right? who could be to the door checking to make sure? Is there like an electronic thumbprint that I put my finger on to make sure that I am actually one of the vaccinated? How do we actually police that, Mr. Prime Minister? And you know, I don't know if he will ever be good at it. It's been 4 years in now. We can all go to indoor dining. I don't care about going to indoor dining. Nobody that I know cares about going to indoor dining. Can we actually have some policy with some gravity? Is that possible? Are we going to see it at any point in this four-year tenure? Or is it just set up like a pie dream? Anyway, so did we get Mother Pratt? Is she on? We haven't gotten her. Okay, well, let me take a couple of these phone calls. Come on in, caller. You're on.
Morning, sir. How are you doing today, sir?
I think I'm great.
I really, really like your show. I like the way you bring in the very perspective, and you just cover all the bases in a nice way.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, to be quite frankly, I don't think the Prime Minister care. You know, he's appealing to a certain group of people, and that's the end of it. We just happen to just get a little mixed. But I want to ask you two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite weapon of choice, is it an AR-15?
Negative.
Was AR-15 the ones used in that particular recent massacre?
I don't know. I haven't checked it that closely.
Okay. Well, anyway, when you do find out, kindly let me know, because no one is saying what's being used. The other thing is, here's this virus is presenting opportunities to make money, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this. You're familiar with the litmus paper that you can put inside, you check the pH of your pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
It turns a certain color.
Right.
Now, suppose you had something on the market blasting right now. Of course, now there's some legal issues you have to deal with. The minute you put it on your tongue, it turns red. Then, by turning red, it clearly says that you've been exposed to the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Everybody would want to buy that instead of getting the vaccine first. So here it is. You make a couple $1 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody's want, you know, it just turned red. And guess what? They all turn red. That's the problem with this. I need to figure out how I could really get this to turn red if you've been exposed and avoid the legal stuff, because I can't just have them all turning red, especially
mm-hmm.
if the rain hits it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Could you help me with that marketing?
Well, listen. Let me see the prototype, and let's figure out if we have a product.
I see. That's what I like about you. I'll get back to you.
All right. 323-622-3235-4316-325-4259. Let's take another call. Come on and call. You're on.
Godly day, you know, it's along with you, Lee Van.
Hey, Bremen.
Yeah, this Dark universe.
I wish you would stop calling my universe that, Brayman. Yeah. I don't live in a dark universe. Actually, that sounds like some hocus pocus stuff that gives me the heebie-jeebies. You make me very nervous every time you say that.
Okay,
because I serve
you know
the God of light, and if you and darkness are walking hand in hand, then I don't wish to walk beside you. Are you comfortable with that?
I'll put it this way. Let me put it the other way. Okay, since you disapprove right now, I want you to let me make my point now, my main point for calling.
I'm listening.
What I want to say is, right, if you disapprove of it, all you got to do is go there and have everybody accepting Christ Jesus as Lord, and the world would be a better place, and people would appreciate the world for what it is. But as long as a majority of people are in darkness, the universe are dark, because the people make the universe. Now, a couple of things. But first I want to say, right, knowing that you mentioned Auckland. We, Auckland's people, need to, those of us with, being very much immature by allowing the Chinese to go over there and take land in which I, people land in which I have for it. They got to wake up and do something. And I wish the America could come over here and help us to send those Chinese home, because we don't need anybody coming over here, over there, and taking our land. Okay? I born there, and I never knew of any Chinese descent from there. Okay? None was there when I was there. And I don't know if any came from China with land and rested in Auckland. Thank you for that. Now, first, I want to say I like your music in which you are open with. I love it. That's appropriate. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to this COVID, right? This whole situation, you know, Revelation speak about the pharmaceuticals, right? That's the main thing. The pharmaceuticals, that's there for the pharmaceuticals to make money. That's what it is. When it comes to the shock, I don't care for going to the shock. See, too much violent guys rushes with us nowadays. And then the next, hello?
I don't know if you're allowed to make such a general statement, Brayman. I mean,
there are a lot of people. I say too much. I didn't say all.
But there are a lot. There are. I could easily say too much peaceful people are rushing. There are. I know all sorts of junkanooers who aren't
rabble rousers. We still have too much. I know from experience. My last point is, right? The thing is, I don't care for going to the shark, because when I rush it, I spend a lot of money and I get nothing back. Just to have my costume then, my instrument, whatever, but basically my costume, and I get nothing back. And I am one of the charter member. Thank you for your time. Not only that, a paid member also.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your contribution to culture, Brayman. We appreciate you so much. Yeah. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can text me 422-4796. It's kind of an open line Friday. I don't know if Juan told you all, but you all have got Levin Miller for 3 hours today. Don't you just love that? Aren't you just titillated? Didn't your internal organs just move inside you just now when you heard that? Yep, I'm gonna be sitting in here for Juan McCartney on the Revolution, so you've got me on the other side of the news as well. Don't go anywhere. You're going to love it, I promise. I got a text right here that says, also, how come vaccine side effects don't be good or useful? Would it not be good if the side effects of the COVID vaccine be a person grew their hair back or gained another 2 or 3 inches in the lower area? If that was the side effects, every male Bahamian would take at least 5 shots of the vaccine. I still wouldn't take it, text writer. Tell your caller they need a vaccine for Auckland's people being cheap. I happen to be from Auckland's, and it's funny that people always say Auckland's people are cheap. Most of us live in two-story houses, like the one I live in. I don't know if you could be cheap and build a two-story house. So I think people's difficulty with people from Auckland's isn't that we're cheap. It's just that we ain't with you. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Levi. How are you?
I feel good. How you doing?
Wonderful. I am happy to be on with you, and I want to use your intellectual ability this morning. So you bring your pills with you, because I need you to take your
pills. I feel like I'm in top shape. Let's go. What you got?
Okay, good. Now listen, what is the purpose of taking the vaccine?
The purpose of taking this vaccine?
Yeah.
Is to achieve herd immunity.
To achieve herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. what would be the end result of involuntary catching the virus and surviving it?
Herd immunity.
Herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So prior to the vaccine coming out, I think we had a few thousand persons that caught the virus and recovered from it.
Mm-hmm.
God the sake, the few dead.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think that 5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 persons that caught that and recovered have basically achieved herd immunity?
Well, no, herd immunity, let me tell you. So when you talk about herd immunity, you're talking about 70 or 80% of the population having either been exposed to the virus and survived, or having been inoculated and, I guess, and have not had any bad effects from the vaccine and survived. So you then have herd immunity. All right.
Okay, so in addition to plus the ones who get inoculated and the couple that survived this thing, if you combine the two of them together.
We still didn't reach there yet.
About 30. I agree. But what I'm saying is, one way or another, we're going to achieve herd immunity.
Eventually,
right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, my next point is that I think the Prime Minister needs to take his medication because
or take
to
something.
Utter the words as the nation's chief, to utter the words out of his mouth, if Levan can go in the restaurant if he received the vaccine and I can't go in the vaccine, I think he's bordering discrimination. That sounds to me like Levan, you go to the front of the bus, and Johnson, you go to the back of the bus.
Well, I'll tell you what the difficulty for me is. One, I don't think the general concern of the average... This just lets you know that these fellas live in an echo chamber, you know. The average concern of the average Joe public isn't going to an indoor restaurant to eat.
No.
No one gives a flying frisbee about going inside a restaurant to eat. That's not our concerns. I'll tell you what are some of our concerns. We'd like to be able to work full shifts. Why? Because many of us, after 1 year, still have jobs, you know. We are just underemployed because we cannot work full shifts because there's not enough hours in the week to do so. So employers find themselves in a position where in an attempt to not fire staff, they put people on half shifts. That doesn't benefit the employee. That's one. That is something that we're concerned about. Two, Canadian banks are calling people for the monies that they have borrowed, get this, either for mortgages and largely for credit cards. Many people cannot furnish the debt associated with these things. Why? Because they're working half shifts. Why? Because the Prime Minister still has a silly, nonsensical 10 p.m. curfew in place that doesn't prove it's helping or healing anything.
In other words, he still got his foot on our neck.
Correct. and lastly, it is my view, and I know quite a bit of junkanooers, that even among all the junkanooers I know, it is not a pressing matter to be able to attend meetings regularly at your local community junkanoo shack.
Yeah, Devon, you correct, because I am a valley boy and I get pace at home.
In my entire almost 40 years of life, I've been in a junkanoo shack twice. You think I in a hurry to get there?
Thank you very kindly.
So who exactly? I mean, you know, and the Prime Minister, again, like I said, sometimes I don't know if the man remembers he's actually the Prime Minister. Like this isn't a joke. You actually are the Prime Minister, right? And so I don't know if I see this policy. I don't know if I see the ministers of his cabinet or any of his advisors speaking to him in a way that gets him to understand the difficulty that is introduced with this curfew. The police take it jokingly now, because if you notice, they no longer police it. All right? And
okay.
I know this because from time to time, I'm in media, I have to do reconnaissance missions, right? When I go out on my reconnaissance, I don't see the police. It means the police have in a silent way, detested the curfew.
Okay, Levan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you mentioned that thing about 10 p.m. and stuff like that. It's my last point, because they said you don't call the radio show and criticize and don't try to give a solution.
Sure.
I mean, it sounds stupid to a lot of people.
Sure.
But I would not, at this point, after a year, worry too much about the asymptomatic, because they will achieve herd immunity one way or another,
mm-hmm.
right? What I would do if I was a competent authority, I would buttress my clinics. I would get them nurses and them doctors in there. Put everything they need for the ones that fall very ill and can't help themselves, and we focus on them rather than worrying about the fella who asymptomatic running on the basketball court and even he didn't get it.
That's my point.
Stop calling the numbers 10,000 in the last year and a half. Just deal with it on a month-to-month basis. Okay, this month we had X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I'll tell you this, caller. People, you done?
I think
you very much for calling.
Right.
People wanted to hang me off of a flagpole when I said I wouldn't fight coronavirus in my capital city, not where we made the majority of the money, right? I would fly people out of here. I don't understand what the difficulty was with understanding that. We own planes, we own airports, we own the clinic. The government of the Bahamas can facilitate anything that they desire because government spending works that way. I don't know how long are we going to continue this notion that somehow a dilapidated hospital, like PMH, could stay in the fight. But if that is the direction they choose to take, then well, God save the Queen. Notwithstanding that, though, we don't seem to have made any adjustments in the way we are fighting or have fought coronavirus. I'm supposed to have Dr. DeBain answer me on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about that a little bit when he does come. But we've not adjusted our strategy. I mean, one of the things about marksmanship is you should fire a single shot, sight your shot, adjust your sights, re-steady your position, and fire again. In the war against coronavirus, I haven't seen that. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Nope, they don't want to talk to me. 3-2.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning. Let's say put the phone on speaking. That's not happening. Sorry about that. Didn't know. Yvonne, good morning to you and to your listeners.
Hey, Bob.
Yvonne, mm-hmm. See if you could help me with just a kind of show open line. But what the deal is, they have the test, the COVID vaccine shot for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
The test, you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe, like, if they really, really serious, right? I know the Bahamas mightn't be as financially strong as the United States. For some reason, I think they need to bite the bullet. And if people need to be tested, then the government need to step in and pay for that for the people. That's a strain on the people right now.
I think
now.
At this point, I agree.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if they feel, unless it's something, they either try and, I don't know, scientists or not, they either try and stay home, don't move. They don't want you to move. But for some reason, some people have to move. Either somebody dead or somebody got to go away to the doctor or go to the next island to the doctor.
Reaches.
So I don't know if they say stay home and dead whatsoever, but the government should have an idea that some of the people don't have no money right now, not even to buy food. We want the vaccine, right? I don't know if you will ever take it, right?
I don't plan to take it right now. No.
Okay, listen though. I don't know if when you were coming up from school and stuff, I remember they stick the needle in our arm to go to school and different things,
mm-hmm.
The booster and all of that, we used to call it and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
People used to say, don't do it. Some religions, I don't know which if it's Jehovah or whosoever, witness or whatever, some things then they don't deal with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like to force the people to do it is not right. But I don't know if the government in the Bahamas here, if we're doing a good enough job to explain to the people why it's important to take, not just important to take it, all of the people who they say it's conspiracy theories, who saying all of these things, don't just knock it down, but explain to us, break it down, because we would like to have the vaccine if the vaccine is benefit for us, but right now it sounds like it's still testing to see if they're just using it for an emergency. It's like, sometimes we think like, the shock what president, the president of the United States take, his vice president, our prime minister over here, sometimes we question, is it really the real shot what they want us to take? These are the questions in our mind. We should be comfortable and believing and knowing and have enough understanding to know that, yeah, they real what them doctors taking into those pastors, so that they're lying. We could give it to our family, but for right now, people have a lot of questions. Keep up the good work. Have a nice weekend, everyone.
Appreciate you, Papa. 3-2-3-6-2-3-2-3-2-5-4-3-1-6-3-2-5-4-2-5-9. I'll tell you what I think is quite unfortunate, right? I don't know how we justify people needing to take PCR tests to travel throughout the Bahamas. I'll tell you why, right? It is unfair. That's it. That's why. It's unfair. Do you think people need PCR tests to travel through Jamaica? No, they do not. People don't need PCR tests to travel throughout Florida. They don't need PCR tests to travel throughout America. You don't take a PCR test to go out of Miami and into Fort Lauderdale. because it's all Florida. And so only because we are an archipelago and my travel requires a plane, they're able to even engage in such nonsense. It is still my taxes pay for the health care of the entire Commonwealth of the Bahamas. If that is the case, then it means whatever the capacity of the healthcare system is already paid for by me. Why then do I incur additional costs to move through the country where I pay for the healthcare? It doesn't make sense. And at the very least, the PCR test ought to go away for inter-island travel. Especially when you consider the fact that I could just jump on a GoFast where no one will probably monitor me and be in Andros this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Who will stop me? It is the unpoliceable. And if all the land masses were joined together, we would simply drive there in our cars. It doesn't make sense to cause people to have to lie, especially in a down economy that you've created with a silly curfew. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
A pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Miller.
How you doing, Sparky?
You know, Mr. Miller, I'm a very confused citizen of my country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me start with the event with the sushi restaurant where the so-called big-time QC lawyer mm-hmm. and his wife has this restaurant in Old Fort Bay,
mm-hmm.
who has commanded his staff that if they don't take the vaccine by a certain date, that they will lose their employment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back with his big mouth publicly and said, and if any government official, anybody tried to sue him, he don't care. But let me ask this question. If the whole staff, him and his wife, have to get the vaccine, does that mean he's going to stand it on, make sure that all his customers that come in from Waikiki and all over the place,
I don't know if he's going to do
they
that.
They have the vaccine also?
I don't think he's going to be able to do that. On what authority will he get that? Will he have power to do that?
So, okay, if him and his wife and his staff have to have the vaccine to protect them against each other and to protect his so-called wealthy guests,
mm-hmm.
who's going to protect the staff and himself against wealthy guests if they come in there with COVID?
I have a better question. Who is going to protect his staff or himself from the side effects that they may get from the vaccine itself?
Okay. Not only that, they say you can't sue nobody if you get side effects or you end up crippled or you end up dead. You can't. Your family can't sue nobody. You can't sue the chemical company. You can't sue the person that give it to you. You can't sue the government that forced you to take it. And now they threaten you that they telling us it's like a big conspiracy going on, that they telling us in advance that 2 to 1 they see down the road, we ain't going to be able to travel unless we have it. So you got to get it, even if it could cost you death.
Well, like
right?
I say...
Now, I went to my doctor yesterday to my annual checkup, which I do every May or April. Because
mm-hmm.
my next week, Tuesday after next, is my 70th birthday, guys.
Well, there you have it. Mm-hmm.
And look here. I asked my doctor, and he said he ain't taking it.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor, but he advised me that it's up to me. I must make up my decision whether I take it or not.
Right.
Because he can't even tell me if it's a vaccine.
What do you mean he can't tell you if it's a vaccine?
Because, okay, if you listen to social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, Messenger, you will see negative and positive comments about this vaccine. Some scientists say it's not even a vaccine. It's a gene therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are telling you, we ain't doctors and scientists, although once they put this into your body, there's no way of taking it back out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go, like if you have a kidney problem, you could go up there on the dialysis machine, where they'll take your blood out of your body, put it through a machine, clean your blood and put it back in. That's what they do at dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do that with this vaccine or gene therapy. Once it's in you, they still doing experiments on this, and they can't tell you what's going to happen to you 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
No.
But they're forcing you to take it now, because if you don't take it now within the next couple of months, I wouldn't be able to jump on a plane and go to Honduras.
And this is my point. My point, though, Sparky, is that as a Bahamian, right, you should not be restricted in your movement on any rock of this country.
But what I'm saying is they're going to implement laws.
And I'm saying to you, Sparky, that Bahamians have to push back against that. As a, okay, imagine if all the islands were connected, right?
I understand your
what stops you from jumping in your car? You say you live through Pride Estates. What stops you right now, today's date, from jumping in your car and driving from Pride Estates to Adelaide?
Or Fox Head.
Precisely. The only thing that stops you from driving from here to Fresh Creek is the ocean.
But then you hit Bobo, Colin Key, and then you go across the road. But what I'm saying is, suppose the people in Adelaide say, we don't want nobody from uptown in the city coming down to our little place.
Because
when you turn to that corner, we have a roadblock right there to test you. Because we don't want you in our community. In on us down here, got it. And we want you all to bring it from uptown. So turn around and go back.
I'm saying I don't think the people of Adelaide would have that as a power. Here's the deal. As a Bahamian, right? And this is why I oppose Darren Henfield and the Prime Minister causing people with Bahamian passports not to be able to come home. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care what happened. I don't care what is happening in the world. I don't believe, I am of the opinion that at no time should my country close its borders to me.
Let me say this before I go, because I know you got other callers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have respect for callers. Some people, when they get on, they want to talk all day. But let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
The government of the Bahamas could stop us from moving up and down, whether we go into Andres, Eleuther, the Antigua, or from Florida over there.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't stop illegal people from coming in the country, squatting on land, building houses, and sending them back home.
Well, they bringing them down the house, Baki, in the newspaper this morning. They bulldozing the houses in the Shanty down. So
and they can build them right back.
But you say the government can't stop them. They're breaking them down this morning.
Yeah, but see, look, the people who building it up is the illegal people. Why don't we just get the illegal people, put them on a barge, and get them all out of town? All of them.
Thank you, Sparky. Appreciate it. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Yeah, I am opposed to any government. And I was thoroughly disappointed in Darren Henfield. He's a soldier. He knows what it feels like to be away from home. And he knows what it feels like to be able to want to come back home. I don't imagine any reason. I don't care if my whole body was on fire. I can't think about a reason my country, the country that I hold a passport for, ought to deny me access. And don't tell me nothing about what the Canadians doing, because I don't care about them. We like to talk about sovereignty, right? We like to talk about our sovereign makeup, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Well, act like it sometimes. And I cannot understand how long Bahamians are going to permit this nonsense, this cockeyedness of, I am a Bahamian, but I can't go to Andres unless I test. When in actuality, if Andres was connected to Nassau, nothing would stop me from driving there. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm a first caller today.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your show, because I've been listening to your show all the time. And you're the guy that's going to tell the truth just the way it is.
Thank you.
And I respect that. I'm calling about this thing that ends between the Haiti and the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few questions to ask about. If the government is saying that they banned the flight from Haiti to Nassau because of the vaccine program,
mm-hmm.
isn't that same vaccine that they say even if you have it, it doesn't stop you from spreading the COVID?
Right, it doesn't.
So what does this make to stop people from coming in because they don't take the vaccine?
I don't know.
And then I have another question. Where's the fact and the data based on this claim that there is coronavirus in Haiti listen, like the U.S., like it's a big place that they have the hospital, all the doctors, all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at their data, if you look at how many people is dying daily and monthly,
right,
it's over 500,000 people dying there.
Mm-hmm.
And still, there's no one for the ban from the U.S. coming to the Bahamas.
Right.
As long as they have a test, negative PCR test, or whatever they mean, the next one is, they can come in.
Uh-huh.
So if you following up with me, if you watch the news so far, I haven't heard 50,000 people die in Haiti because of COVID-19. I haven't heard like a 1,000 people get infected daily or monthly or annually because of COVID-19. So therefore, they have to tell us the reason why they really put this ban, because it's not about COVID to me.
No, I don't disagree with you, Carla. And I'll tell you what's so funny, because the Minister of Tourism was on, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, talking about how the Americans, the CDC, have banned, Canada has stopped flights from coming into Caribbean countries, right? And he's saying that, well, Canadians are simply flying into American countries now and then connecting and coming into the Caribbean, and there's really no clear line drawn there, right? It is funny that as one of the richer countries in the Caribbean, the Bahamas, that is, or as one of the richer island nations in this region, because we're not Caribbean, it is funny that we cry foul when the big countries do it to us, and then we turn around and do it to the other countries. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't like when America, the CDC has just said that you know, Americans ought not travel to the Bahamas because we are, I think, a level 4 coronavirus spot or whatever have you, right? Meanwhile, America have 10,000 people a day catching COVID.
Yeah.
But they don't talk about that, right? Yeah. And we cry foul and we say, oh, on what premise do they issue this warning? And then we turn around and tell Haiti, hey, we don't want no flights coming in to Haiti because we don't really like what's going on there. As if something going on there is so much worse than what's going on here. And I don't know why we do that. That is something that is actually interesting to me.
And there, I don't know if you're aware of it. There is a video that's circulating that says that this vaccine, as long as you take it, mm-hmm. it destroys completely your defensive system. Your immune system can no longer fight anything. It's like permanently. I don't know if you've
seen I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that.
Well, I might have to. After the show, I'll get to your contact and send it to you to WhatsApp.
You can find it. Listen, I'm on Facebook. Anybody that needs to find me, you can find me on Facebook. That is the easiest place to get me. I always answer Facebook. It's not a machine. It's actually me. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Levyvon Miller.
Yeah.
And that is the easiest way to get in contact with me. I check it every day. I promise you it's going to be me when I reply.
And this guy that calls to stop immediately the vaccination program is a pro-vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy. He's all about vaccine. He's saying that if you take this vaccine, it will destroy everything that in you that can fight any other infection, this disease.
I haven't
so
heard
therefore,
that.
And it's not something that you can get back. Once you take that, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying the next 7, 6 to 8 months, you will find out how many people will really die.
Mm.
Because you have nothing. As soon that you take this shot, there's nothing in you that left to fight anything. And it says this COVID vaccine, it's there only to prevent you from healing,
mm-hmm.
from severe healing. And from there, anything else that's coming in, it doesn't care about it.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to know what is the main reason of putting this ban, because if it's about vaccination doesn't stop you from giving COVID to somebody else or now stopping you from getting it.
Yeah, no, there are many questions about the vaccine that I still have. And I'm not taking the vaccine. I've said this before. It has nothing to do with medicine at all. I just think as an adult human being, I understand the concept of delayed gratification. I believe that if the vaccine has been labeled an emergency vaccine, I'm not suffering any emergencies presently. Traveling is not an emergency of mine, especially if you're not traveling for work. It is also not a job requirement. And I don't imagine that a job could make it a requirement, because no job asks me for my measles and mumps shot. Outside of that, I think that everyone could just wait. Like, let us just figure out a way to order our society. So everybody figure out how to order their own societies in a way that is manageable. Let us use the tools that we have, which is access to healthcare, the bolstering of our healthcare systems and programs and facilities, and let us try our best to ensure that we manage this issue. I think we keep trying to cure COVID rather than manage COVID, as we would do other non-communicables that are lifetime diseases. So if you get hypertensive disease, you do not cure it. You simply manage it. And I think that that should have been the approach that we took with COVID. I think that the Bahamas was poised to be a beacon in this area. We have an archipelagic makeup country. We have a smaller population than most people. Believe it or not, we have more infrastructure than most of our peers. And we could have been, should have been, the forerunners in this COVID fight. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Good day.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. I just called to weigh in on my opinion on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how, you know, from this whole COVID thing came out, you know, I just been observing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how everyone was saying conspiracy theorists and all them stuff, but I have a list of stuff what the so-called conspiracy theorists said, and as far as the step-by-step, all the boxes them getting checked. So at first it was like, okay, you know, the vaccine wouldn't be mandatory. And here it seems like that's where it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, I look at other stuff that they've been saying, and I'm just sitting here wondering, is it right for me to say conspiracy theorist or conspiracy realist?
Mm.
Because everything they've said so far, that's exactly what's been happening. And I remember listening to 52 also coming on the programs and saying it, and that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's going on, because now for a so-called free nation, we should have a choice, you know what I mean? And then it's like they're not forcing you outwardly, is like they're forcing you in ways that you have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because if I'm going to work to feed my family and my boss says, okay, well, you can't come to work unless you have a vaccine, then you're basically telling me, okay,
you no longer have a choice.
Or my family can stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's forcing me indirectly. You know what I mean? How far is it going to go? I can't buy gas for my car, can't go in the food store, all because of a choice or a fantasy choice or a fake choice then. Because if so be the case, then I really don't have a choice.
Yeah, because the only choice you have is the choice to suffer, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my thoughts on it. But, you know, shout out to all the conspiracy theorists. I really seeing that, you know, the things that they've been saying, that they just getting ticked off the list one by one.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
one by one.
Yeah, I could see conspiracy theorists having an opportunity to say, well, you know, I told you all this was all one big conspiracy. I don't know if I'm prepared yet though to say that Corona is a conspiracy or that the vaccine is a conspiracy. I do believe though that it isn't fair to set up these kind of protocols, which is where my objection from requiring a PCR test for Bahamian citizens to travel through the Bahamas comes from. I don't know if you have the power as a government to impede my ability to move in my own country. And I think we ought to look into that. Anyway, well, would you look at that? I'm out of time. That's my music. Would you look at that? I'm leaving my life. Been unleashed on your radio here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Friday. Don't go anywhere, though, because right after the news, I've got more Leaving Miller for you. I'll be back, though. It'll be as the revolution. I'll be sitting in for McCartney. I'll see you on the next side of the break.
Glory. Oh, glory. Glory.
Hands to the heavens. No man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When